503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. If you'd like to email, you can email. It's rick@rickeverson.com. Okay. That was really the gayest little head gesture I think I've ever seen in my life. I mean, even by the standards of this program, which are admittedly... Anyway, let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show from our sister station, 94.7 FM, Alternative Portland, our good friend Gustav, who joins us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Are you talking about gay head gestures and looking my direction? Is that what you're doing? Or?
Yes.
Oh, come on, Gustav. We can all see you.
I was just as the bump music was playing now, and you were kind of doing a little
What is that?
Night at the Roxbury.
That's awesome.
You should have seen him in here dancing to Mama Said Knock You Out.
Yeah. Yeah. We're white.
Seriously, though, I love that music.
Can I borrow that music by those people?
No. I'm talking about your...
I love those people. They make some great music that has a rhythmic element that I can really groove to.
No,
music, the other music, when you were coming out of commercials.
It's almost like they know something about dancing that I don't.
Oh, boy. Yeah. 30 seconds in, my foot's already in my mouth. That's good. That's good.
Gustav, of course, on 94.7 FM, Monday through Friday, 2 to 6 p.m., including the, what is it, the cocktail mix? Did I get that right?
Yeah, cocktail mix starts at 6 o'clock. That's why I was like all grooving and doing the head bobbing, because that's what I do for an hour during the cocktail mix.
And don't sully my studio with your lies. That's why I was grooving.
All right.
It's not because I'm a dorky white man. You're in the home of the dorky white man. It's what you are.
I know.
This is the home of the tool, my friend. So, all right. Well, we're talking about World of Warcraft.
Yes.
Right? In just a second. Before we do that, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. Fresh from his recent attempt at breaking the Missile Command world record, all-time world record of 80.3 million points, let's welcome now William Carlton, who joins us now on the Rick Emerson Show. How are you, sir?
Pretty good. Hello again, Rick. How are you doing?
Thank you for joining us on the Rick Emerson program. Now, you were here on Wednesday, I believe. I think it was last Wednesday, and you were gearing up for Friday's attempt and breaking the all-time Missile Command world record of 80.3 million. And this was, where was it taking place again? I forget.
Galaxy Games out in Newburgh.
Galaxy Games Newburgh. And you, just to recap for people, now you had attempted once before to break a world record, but the board of the game had actually melted or fried or shorted out, right?
Unfortunately, it was the same situation this time.
Oh, rough.
Yeah, it's good news for humans, bad news for trying to break world records. We don't have to worry about the world of Terminators or robots taking over, because so far the humans are beating the machines.
Now, wait a minute there, pal.
So Cyberdyne has yet to rise up against the... How far... Now, two questions. A, what time on Friday did you start playing?
I started playing about 1 o'clock Friday.
1 o'clock in the afternoon. How many hours did you play?
I played 5 hours and the game reset.
5 hours?
It reset pretty quick. I didn't expect it to do it that quick. So what we did is we got to working on the game. I came home, went to sleep, got ready for the next day. I went back Saturday and I tried it again.
And what happened? What time did you start on Saturday?
Saturday I started about 8:30 in the morning. It went 6.5 hours, and the board is in much worse condition now. We can't even play the game anymore.
So, and is this an issue of overheating?
I think it's an issue of the motherboard being 25 years old.
Well, that does. So this is, now, is that sort of a rule of these competitions? Because, and again, I know you told me this, and I wrote it down, but I don't have my legal pad with me. What is the name of the organization that sort of tracks these things?
TwinGalaxies.com.
TwinGalaxies.com. And they were the folks that ruled that if you were going for a Pac-Man world record, you were not allowed to use the hiding space because they viewed that as dirty pool somehow. Now, is it one of their rules that you're not allowed to use a refitted or reconditioned board? Does it all have to be the absolute original equipment?
There are certain situations where it doesn't have to be the original equipment, but they did not make Missile Command boards after 1980.
I see. So it's either original equipment or nothing, really.
Presently.
You'd have to have one made almost from scratch, and it seems like it might be hard to replicate all the quirks of the original programming.
We are checking into that now.
Okay, excellent. So how many points had you achieved on Saturday before it went belly up on you?
Well, on Friday I got to 8.6 million, and on Saturday I got to 9.6 million, and like I said, we can't even play the unit anymore.
And your previous high score before the board went out of the last time was, what, it was 30-something, right?
Yeah, 30 million.
30 million. All right. So as it stands right now, your attempt at breaking the Missile Command world record is just on indefinite hiatus.
For 9 weeks.
9 weeks.
In 9 weeks, I go again.
This might be kind of a stupid question, but I'm wondering, like, you know how in auto racing they have, like, where you take a pit stop, and if they need to change out the engine really quickly, they can? Can't they just have people standing by with another motherboard and put that in really quickly so you can just keep going?
I don't know how the game would keep going.
Can't you just pause it?
Well, no, because this is the arcade. This is the old school.
With the old trackball?
No.
That kind of thing?
Well, see, because, and this is what I have pointed out, and I believe I'm the only person to have pointed this out very shrewdly, is that Missile Command really, although Xerox, the Palo Alto Research Center, gets a lot of this credit, I believe that that Missile Command is the genesis of today's point-and-click graphical user interface computer system. It really, you would have no Windows were it not for Missile Command, you know? You're rolling the ball to put the pointer on a certain place, and you click the button. I mean, it really is where Windows comes from.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying. We have an email. I see Brian says, I heard that Missile Command back in the day gave people seizures. Has your listener ever experienced anything? Have you ever had anything like that where you get a little weird eye twitching or something going on from playing the video game for so long?
Well, not for me, no, but I understand what they're talking about. There has been speculation that playing Super Mario Brothers on the original Nintendos also gave some kids problems like that.
It's true. And do you get like carpal tunnel or something, like you can't use your car keys for a couple of days and your hand cramp up?
Not so much the right hand as it is the right shoulder from rolling the ball all day, but the left hand from firing those buttons, the way you have to position your arm, it gets to cramping within the first hour or two.
And so my other question is this, is that because you basically, you don't have any timeouts, so what you have to do is you have to build up a huge amount of cities and then basically go take a break and, you know, you're kind of losing the other cities while you're breaking, right?
Right.
So now you do this for so long. When you go home, when you finish your Missile Command game of 6, 12, 40 hours, whatever it is, when you go home, how long does it take you before you're not seeing Missile Command every time you close your eyes?
You know, it doesn't seem to affect me right away, but as I get a little bit more tired and I'm ready to finally go to sleep, I notice just before I fall asleep that the screen is embedded in my eyes. And then as I am sleeping, it seems like the sounds are just constantly going on.
Yeah, that's just crazy. So you're going again in 9 weeks. Between now and then, are you going to be attempting records in any other video games, will you?
Well, maybe Astro Fighter, only because I happen to own the unit. But the world record on that can be broken in like 16 minutes. Nothing compared to a Missile Command attempt.
Is Missile Command, would you say, the hardest? Is that the gold standard of old school arcade records? Is that the hardest game to achieve a world record at?
No, I might say it's number two or number three. I think the hardest one would be Asteroids.
And is that just because of the game itself is more difficult?
No, it's because the first place record has been set so high that to beat it, you would need to play approximately 81 to 85 hours.
Damn! Now, what is the current record for Asteroids?
The current record for Asteroids is 40 million or 41 million, 41 and a half or whatever. And when the kid set the record back in '82, he was only 15 at the time.
Ah, damn.
Yeah, no, that's kind of hard to compete with when you're out in your upper 30s.
It's true. Now, one final question: when it comes to Asteroids, are you a believer in using the hyperspace button or not?
Of course. You have to have that down.
Okay, because that always ends up screwing me. I always land right in front of some big asteroid or that damn UFO thing that shoots me, like, right as I land. It never seems to work out well for me.
Well, you've got to be quick, and you got to remember, you're kind of at the beginning stages.
It's true.
Yeah.
let me ask you this. Do you have a website or anything?
No, I guess the only websites I'd like to hype besides TwinGalaxies.com, I guess, would be GroundControl.com and GalaxyGamesNewberg.com.
Excellent. All right. Well, William, keep us in the loop, and when you get ready to go for your next attempt, we'll have you on again because we're big fans of yours.
I'll definitely give you a call.
All right. Thank you. There you go. There's William Carlton, ladies and gentlemen. Was not unable, but it wouldn't really have a chance to break the world record for Missile Command.
You just blame it on the machinery.
Seriously. Well, that is what it is. It's like I'm blaming today's program and the fact that we don't have a computer printer on the other side of the building. It is what it is. You know, there's nothing you can do. If you can't dance, blame the floor. That's my technique. We're here with Gustav from 94.7 FM, Alternative Portland, where our very own Sarah X. Dillon does a very fine morning show over there. Okay, now on Friday, on Wednesday, we were talking to William Carlton, who was getting ready to go for the video game thing, and we were talking about video game addiction, because he started, you know, he was talking about how it all kind of began for him. Mm-hmm. And I started talking about the Doom and Halo and so forth, and then I'd stopped into the studio with you on Thursday or Friday, and we started talking about this. And you were talking, we won't say who it is, but you were talking about a band that you are sort of in contact with.
Yes.
a band that is in a studio trying to work on a record, but they can't get anything done because they keep playing Halo 2.
That's right. They've got Halo 2 set up on like a gigantic like plasma flat screen, yeah. and there's actual footage of them in the studio, and one of the members will be like, you know, kind of fiddling with the mixer and, you know, doing various things for about 5 minutes. Turn over to the television, spend like hours in front of the television just playing Halo 2.
Now, so then a guy called up and he's like, if you guys play the World of Warcraft. And all I know about, here's the grand sum of what I know about World of Warcraft, is that you play it,
yeah.
And that when the last time I went to Fry's to buy Ethernet cable, the guy at Fry's just went all nutty, because he said, so what do you need this Ethernet cable for? And I said, well, I'm putting together I'm wiring my house with cable so I can get on Xbox Live. He goes, are you going to play World of Warcraft? And I said, no, I'm gonna be playing Halo 2, sir. And you really ought to play World of Warcraft. It's a massively multiplayer online gaming that is revolutionizing the experience.
This is one of those kids you used to beat up in high school, wasn't it? The guy working at Fry's.
No, that is not true. That's not. Uh-huh. See, you mischaracterize me. You.
I'm just going by what you've told
Sarah,
me.
Sarah, did I beat up anyone in high school?
No.
Really?
No.
Rick, has he given you the impression that he was some kind of...
He is under the impression that I was...
I'm getting protective.
I was talking about the guy at Fry's. It was like, if you play World of Warcraft, and Gustav accused me of that guy of being the kind of guy I would have, quote, beaten up in high school.
Oh, Gustav, have you ever talked to Rick?
Take a look at me.
Do
you think he was beating up anybody?
I'm spindly.
Okay.
Have you seen that picture of him in his Kiss makeup when he was, like, 18?
Yeah, it's by his desk.
No,
I'll rephrase.
No, my friends were just too busy sniffing paint thinner.
Did you have animosity? Well, no, you were...
Passing out.
You'd hang out with people of that ilk, right? That, like, the gaming kind of community, right?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like I was a nerd. I was a full on.
Oh, really?
Tool.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I take it back.
No, I was a tool.
I mean, it's like I was sort of a heavy metal tool, but I was still a tool.
Aha, uh-huh, see, the heavy metal.
Well, cool. Yeah, right. I mean, it's like, no, because the metal guys, at least in my neck of the woods at that era, didn't really beat up on a whole lot of people unless they were somehow provoked into it, and I usually wasn't around for those. For those encounters, anyway. it was just a thing where they just wanted to be left alone to smoke pot in the parking lot.
That's pretty much.
There wasn't a whole lot of beating up of anybody. So, all right. So this is from the 94.7.fm website. Let's see. You talk about the stuff you play on your show. We'll talk about that in a little while. And then he says, I play World of Warcraft. Please send help, but in the meantime, feel free to join me online. Now, this is from Gustav's official bio here. I play a knight elf hunter on the Cenarius realm named Lycaon. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Lycaon. Hey, okay.
No,
please continue.
So,
no, go ahead.
No. And then, I announced this earlier, and I've already got questions for you about this. Here's some questions you must ask Gustav for me. A, are you a member of a guild?
No, not yet. I'm trying to start one.
I don't have any idea what these questions mean. B, do you keep a war journal?
A war journal? No.
I don't know what any of these questions
are. What is that? I'm curious.
Like, looking at me.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, stop pretending.
I'm not pretending. I'd love to keep a war journal. Just tell me what it is.
These questions are from the Geek in the City, by the way. Third question for Gustav. What do you think about the rumored secret treaty between the Night Elves Council and the Forsaken's Banshee Queen Sylvanas?
I don't think it holds a lot of water. I mean, because...
What?
What? You asked me the question. It's okay, because in the game, basically, you've got all sorts of different shaky alliances that get formed, and that's part of the intrigue to it, and the fact that it's like a gigantic online community.
Now, for people who don't know what a massively multiplayer game is, for people who don't know anything about this, for Sarah, describe for Sarah, as you would a small child, what World of Warcraft is.
Basically,
yes, grown men, tell me.
It's just an all-encompassing online game where you're not necessarily relegated to certain tasks. Like, for example, in a lot of the games that you like to play, Rick, there are certain tasks where it's like you run around, you shoot things,
grab the gold key, go out the door.
Exactly, that sort of thing. Yeah. In World of Warcraft, what you do is you create a character. So it's kind of, I mean, there's a large role-playing element to it, but you create a character and you travel throughout this world and you accomplish different tasks. You can gain different skills. Wear different kinds of armor.
And it's not a linear game. There's no end to the game as such.
No,
it's not like Mario where you
No, because
you grab a thing and go out of room and
right. Well, they're updating it actually as the game progresses.
That doesn't seem smart. I mean, then you'll never end. You'll be playing this for the rest of your life.
Well, it seems smart for the game company.
Exactly, and it is
because it's a monthly fee, right?
Yeah, it's only $15, which in my mind is well worth it.
Yeah,
I mean, because it's like you can sit in front of your computer for however long, and that's still going to be cheaper than going out to the movie.
But this could go on forever and ever because your character amasses experience and virtual money that you can do stuff with.
Right,
Meet other
can you
people.
Buy actual things with the virtual money?
Yeah, you can. You can, I mean, you name it practically, you can buy it with, as long as it's within the realms of the game. I mean, they actually have guns in the game.
I have heard that people will get, with games like this and EverQuest, I have heard that people will spend a lot of time with their character online amassing skills, and it's like The Sims, kind of like that, amassing skills and money, and then they will sell their characters on eBay.
Yeah, but actually, in recent license agreements with games now, they say that's prohibited, basically. And if you're caught doing that, they'll yank your account.
Really? So you're not allowed to sell off your character to somebody else?
No, you're not. It's considered cheating.
Now, how many hours of your life would you say so far you've spent? And look, this comes from a man. This comes from a man who very nearly drove a company into bankruptcy years ago because I couldn't quit playing Quake all day. So trust me, I'm not in a glass house here.
Are you talking about gaming in general or just World of Warcraft?
How many hours would you say so far you've spent?
Comparatively, not a whole lot. I mean, maybe, I don't know, between 600 and 800.
Okay.
It's honestly, I haven't had the time to play. Okay. And I find myself kind of shaky.
Sounds like a real novice. Well, like you're barely getting your feet wet. Is that a very small number of hours compared to some people?
It kind of feels like it, yeah, because it's like you have a network of friends in the game, and you can kind of check up and see how your friends are doing. And it's like within the course of a weekend, a couple people went up, like, because the maximum level, the level cap is 60. Like, your character can get up to 60th level, and then that's it. But some of these people have gained, like, 30 or 40 levels in the course of a weekend, so it's like they're obviously on a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Did you see the thing in EverQuest 2 where you can order pizza in the game?
You can.
You just type /pizza, and it'll immediately ring up Domino's on like a little messenger window or something.
I think there are a lot of things like that in World of Warcraft that just haven't been discovered yet.
All right, we'll take a break here. We'll come back. We're talking with Gustav from 94.7 FM, Alternative Portland. We'll talk a little bit more about this and video games in general, and talk about your show when we come back. You stay there. It's 503-535-9100. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Don't go anywhere. We return momentarily on Max 910. You stay right there.
For local talk, Rick Emerson, right here on Max 910, Talk Radio for Guys.
All right, we now enter the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. We thank you for coming by. 503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. We're joined in the studio today by our good friend Gustav from 94.7 FM, Alternative Portland. Now, are you on 2 to 6, 2 to 7?
2 to 7, technically, and then the cocktail mix runs from 6 to 7 tonight.
All right.
Weeknight.
So, for people who have not heard the cocktail mix, Gustav, what is that?
It's basically like a lot of different remixes of stuff that we play currently, some club classics, some all-around dancey type of tunes, just a, you know, cool way to kind of pick up the evening a little bit.
And you guys have gotten a lot of ink lately. There's a big thing in R&R, and I know you guys have been, was it the Willamette?
Well, Gustav was in one article by himself.
Yeah, you had like some Pretty Boy Tiger Beat photo or some. Where was that?
That must have been the Oregonian, I guess.
Yeah, it really was.
I was having a severely bad hair day. I don't know why.
It was like they photoshopped you to have extra sparkly eyes or something.
That's the scientists just giving it a polish. I should mention this. Up until the date of the sold-out show up in Seattle, we've got U2 tickets to give away.
Excellent.
So So anytime you hear a block of U2, just give a call, answer a U2 question. You get
let's talk about this. What is, since when is two songs a block? I heard people talking about it.
That's just what we call it.
If you hear two songs in a row, it's a block of U2. It's not. It's two songs. I know what a block is.
Well, what is a block then? How many
songs
is a block?
A block is four.
Well, then, wait a minute.
Otherwise, it is a two for. It's a twofer.
What's a three then? I thought that a block could be three.
No, a triad.
It's a triad.
Yes.
It's a hat trick.
A triad. Isn't a triad a drug of some kind?
No. It's a like a cartel, I guess.
I'm from classic rock radio. I know how this goes. There is a double shot or a twofer.
Oh.
There is a threefer.
You're killing me.
And then there is a block. Like three for Thursday.
If I ever say double shot on the air, will you just throw something heavy at my head?
No, please. That's I'm holding it down for the old school, baby.
All right.
No, a block, it's like MTV used to do KGON's probably doing one every weekend. It's a block party weekend, where it's like they play four songs from Foghat, because that's what everybody needs.
I could say a couple songs.
A couple. You don't want to use the word couple in this building.
That's true,
let's see, Aaron, you're on the Rick Emerson. This is not Aaron Geek, is it?
Oh, no, this is a different Aaron, but...
All right, how can I help you, sir?
Listen, I kind of wanted to come to Gustav's defense about the World of Warcraft topic here.
Okay.
The main reason that World of Warcraft is so popular is you really have to spend almost little to no time to get the enjoyment out of it that other people would spend hours on. I mean, I currently have, you know, like level 60,
mm-hmm.
Several of them already. You really don't need, you know, like mass amounts of people to do anything fun or exciting. I mean, it is something that the normal average geek can sit down, spend 15 minutes during his chemist lab or whatever.
That's true.
And still have a good time and walk away still feeling like, hey, you know, I kind of accomplished something, still got a little entertainment value out of it, and my life wasn't wasted watching Buffy reruns.
Wow. What is that?
You know what, though? Another good point, though, is that, like, with some of the quests in the game, you need help from other people, and it facilitates, like, an online kind of community. It's like you can get a party of people together. It's like you don't necessarily need to play the game by yourself the entire time.
So you made a lot of friends doing this?
No.
Well, and it's also easy for, like, you know, the geeks who have girlfriends to kind of coach them into it, because say, hey, we could do this together, and we don't need mass amounts of other people as well. You know, that can kind of work to a geek's advantage.
That's true. Yes. Okay.
All right, Aaron. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna overlook the Buffy comment there because it is the week of Christ's resurrection. So I'm feeling charitable and Christian. So I will not call you out for that. All right. What? Sarah's mouth was hanging open and.
No, it sounded weird. Like it's something that we can do.
This could
together.
Be something you and your boyfriend could bond
let's
over.
Let's bring in another woman. It's going to make our relationship stronger.
Totally.
The computer so the other woman.
Totally. That's exactly what it is. Honey, no, it'll bring us closer together.
Oh, whatever. And I know that you and Lara like tag team that stuff.
We totally do.
Yeah.
Do you really? Oh, I'm jealous. I've been trying to get my wife to play, and she's like,
I ask if she geeks out with the video game.
She does. She hasn't done the World of Warcraft thing yet because she knows. I mean, she if anything, she's more of an addictive person to this sort of thing than I am, which kind of worries
well,
me.
Well, you think she'd like it because chicks are all into the sort of the Sims stuff where you can create a character. Chicks love that.
Yeah. Well, her big thing is building things, so she tends to like things like Sim City, other things like that. But I have yet to sway her the way of World of Warcraft.
Guys build only so they can destroy.
Yeah, exactly.
The only reason a guy builds something is so he can kick it over, blow it up.
Burn, destroy, kill.
No, and this story's rapidly become something I've told like a million times, but Lara and I are doing this tag team Halo 2 play where...
Nice.
Where she'll wear the headset with the Time Life operator, the Garth Brooks microphone. She'll wear that, and then I'll be on the controls, though. And so then we'll go into the arena, and I'll not like I'm very good, but I'm like a level 5. And I'll start smoking some dudes, but then every time I smoke a guy, she'll taunt him, so the guy thinks he's being beaten by a girl, which really, it's so satisfying. Do we have one of the Xbox? Do we have the most recent Xbox? Thing. It might be in the main Sarah folder, and I think it'll be called Xbox 3.
So how did you come up with that idea then? I mean, were you just saying, you know, me taunting somebody isn't good enough? I have to have a female voice to do it.
I mean,
it kind of messes with people.
Yeah. Well, she asked about the trash talking, and she's a big basketball fan.
Uh-huh.
And of course, in basketball, trash talking is a real art form.
Right.
There's so much made of trash talking when you're playing basketball, and so she's like, well, I think I'd like to do some of that. And so she put on the headphones or the microphone. She totally started doing that. Do we have one of the Xbox things to play?
Have you seen this game?
What's up, guys?
These are the dudes.
How you doing?
The booby doctor is in.
That's my favorite. The booby doctor is in.
What?
This is like, there's three different levels. You're in a little lobby before the game starts.
Okay.
And then there's the actual game.
Right.
And then you're in the lobby.
Lagging.
And you're in the lobby. Can you, I know we're short on time, but can you stop that and start it again? You're in the lobby, and then there's the game, and then you're in the lobby afterwards to look at the stats. Go ahead. And this is the banter.
Okay.
Have you seen this game?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
That's a kid called Gothic Shadow, by the way.
The booby doctor is in.
The booby doctor is in. And you can hear his retainer. You can hear his headgear.
Oh, my God.
And then this is the actual game here.
Shut up. You're lagging. Thank you.
Yeah.
One. Triple kill.
And then they start taunting the kid for his high voice here.
Sweet.
So I guess this game doesn't have a profanity filter on it.
No.
30 seconds to win.
Triple kill.
Pinch your balls from drop, and you're going to sound like that for the rest of your life.
Hey, they took a few if you can't ask.
1 minute to win.
God damn it.
Game over.
Oh.
Second place. Oh, I told you I was good.
I like to call that game owned.
Very
That's
nice.
That's fantastic. Excellent. Way to go. And, of course, it's Gothic Shadow with all, like numbers instead of letters.
Yeah, yeah, the lead speak and all that good
completely,
stuff.
Completely, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am the hat source. Okay, let's never talk like that again.
Okay, we won't go.
All right, Gustav, you can be heard 2 till 7, I guess.
Yeah.
On 94.7 FM, or a sister station down the hall, where you can also hear Sarah Dillon 5 days a week, 6 to 9 a.m. alternative mornings with Sarah and Greg. Coming up tomorrow, Dennis Pitzenbarger is going to be here. Coming up Wednesday, we'll have Clyde Lewis with news at Ground Zero and the other stuff throughout the week. We want to thank William Carlton. We'll track his progress as he does the thing. Kyle on the phone. It's Tim Riley in the Max 910 Newsroom. Donna Mike next. Like us at 3. World famous Phil Henry Show at 7. You want to find out more about World of Warcraft? It is worldofwarcraft.com. And rickemerson.com. Just to send me mockery. Anyway, back in 21 hours, 9:02 tomorrow, as always. Thank you for listening. Don't let the bastards grind it out. See you all tomorrow. Be safe. Bye.
How you doing?
The booby doctor is in.